Okay.
Good evening. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee for Monday, what is today, the 23rd?
Yes.
And this is Michael Novick, the chair. Nancy, can you take the role?
Okay. From KPFA, Sabrina Jacobs? Sabrina, I do not hear you. Michael Novick?
Present.
Michael Novick, present. Okay. Mansoor Saba? I do not hear you, Mansoor. Okay. WBAI, John Riley? John?
Hello. John here.
John, present. Okay. John Riley, present. Serene Roberts?
Present.
Serene Roberts, present. KPFT, Teresa Allen? I do not hear you, Teresa. Okay. Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Wesley Bethune, present. Nancy Sabra and I, Tommy, present. Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes.
Venetia Patel Adams, present. WPFW, Ron Pinchbeck? Ron, I do not hear you. Eric Ramey?
Present.
Eric Ramey, present. Chair, we have quorum. Seven.
Okay, thank you. I believe Ron said he resigned.
Sorry. Point of order?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, so Mansoor has never been to a meeting. I don't know why we're still counting him towards quorum. Correct. And he's never been to a meeting that I have been at. And there are other people who haven't been to more than three consecutive meetings. So, I mean, I know that as a committee, our work is pretty much over for the year, and, you know, we'll soon be repopulating the committee. But one of the things we really have to do is... you know, two absences, give a notice, and move on, because it ties us up needlessly.
Nancy?
Okay, maybe some note. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I apologize. I'm behind on doing that. I usually like to do that thing, but this year I'm so busy. So, yeah, I will do that before I disappear. Sabrina, too, she's missed a lot. One other person from another station, I can't. WMXP Afia. I think she's been to one meeting only, so I will contact them. Thank you, Serene.
I'm sorry, Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, Serene.
There's no point in contacting anyone. The committee's year is just about over. But I'm saying moving forward into the next year, we need to do that. We really need to enforce that for all committees. Otherwise, we find ourselves waiting for people who are not going to appear. And it, you know, it denies us quorum when we really do have quorum if we observe the rules.
Mr. Chair, there must be some misinformation out there. I'm assuming it's misinformation. There seems to be a rumor circulating that unless you're on the PNB, you cannot serve on one of its committees. So, was that Sabrina? I'm just bringing that up as a FYI.
Okay, so just to clarify for everybody, so if anybody's listening on the stream, the membership of PNB committees is restricted to PNB members and LSB members elected to the committees by their local boards. So each local board sends members in addition to having directors on. Each board is supposed to pick, I think, two members for each of the PNB committees. In any event, what I was going to suggest is that Nancy could include a note about the fact that attendance needs to be taken and people alerted if they've missed two or three consecutive meetings that they should, or two consecutive meetings that they should attend. Otherwise, they would be off the committee, and hopefully that would be an advisory to next year's committee. I did send around quite late, sorry, and thank you, Serene, for forwarding it, proposed agenda, which I can't see at the moment, but I think it was basically call to order roll call agenda approval, which I suggested taking up to 10 minutes for minutes approval, and then a review of the status of the motions we have passed as to what happened with them. Suggested a discussion of sort of programming improvement to attract new listeners in the current situation. Left some time for new business. And I think picking a date for another meeting, although maybe we should just leave that to the new committee. Another adjournment. So any... somebody want to move that agenda, I guess, is the first step.
You mean move to accept it?
Or? Yeah, move to accept it, yeah.
So moved. So moved.
Mm-hmm. So any amendments or objections?
Nancy from KPFT.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. At the beginning of our meeting together for this committee, Michael, you had one about, you know, Pacifica developing visual video and not just audio, but, you know, going forth in that challenge. And we got all excited and went into developing this election coverage. And we just sort of dropped that. And I really think we should make a simple motion about that for the next, you know, to take a step in that direction. I think that's very important.
Sabrina here. Sorry for being on late.
Wow.
Hey. How are you guys?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I was hoping to get something, some type of, I guess we'll find out who signed up for what after Thursday, right?
New PMB is meeting Thursday. I think the first thing they do is elect their officers. I'm not sure whether they also elect members to the committees that same night or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. And then the LFTs in some cases have, I think, already taken volunteers or elections for committee members. In other cases, not. So sometime probably next month, there would be some kind of seating of new committee members.
Okay, great. So now, Serene, I know you're still on the national board, right? Hello? Is Serene there?
Yeah, Serene is there, but we were in the middle of a discussion about what should be on the agenda, so maybe you can hold that for a second, and we'll finish that.
We're
on the screen.
Okay,
and,
agenda. All right.
So,
wow.
Sorry.
All right, well, 6:04. Okay. You guys got started at 5:30, right?
Well, we didn't get started until a couple of minutes before
6. Oh, 9 your time. Sorry. Okay. Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right. I apologize. I'm going to mute myself real quick here. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm here, though. I'm here.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
So, I'm sorry, Nancy, you were suggesting a topic for discussion around the possibility of augmenting our audio with video. Do you want to just put that in the new business? Do you think that would go into programming improvement? Or?
Well, it's up to you. I think we should make a motion, a simple one, and so the next group can take it up or at least just get us in that direction, because, I mean, look what it did for Democracy Now. You see, have visual and audio, and so, you know, and bring in the deaf. And
I have a very loving point of order.
Okay, go ahead. What's your point of order, Serene?
Okay, I would ask my friend Nancy to make a motion to add the item to the agenda with the amount of time she thinks it needs, and get into it once we, you know, get to that item. It's
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you want to add that in the new business, Nancy?
Okay. Yeah. And one other thing is about an open journal show for bringing new people into the station.
Okay. Programming improvement.
Okay.
Programming. So, one thing, the motion is to add the discussion about the visual programming or video capacity under new business. And how much time did you think it should take for that? For how much time?
10 minutes, maybe.
Okay. Any objections to that? Okay, hearing none. Any objection to the rest of the proposed agenda?
I don't have an objection. I have a clarification.
Okay, go ahead.
That we wrap no later than 10:30 Eastern.
So that would be a time certain for adjournment?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So any objections to that as an amendment to the agenda? I don't think I put an ending time on the proposal I sent around.
I just have a request for information.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Why do people in the Eastern time zone have to have their way?
Because that's why.
Later.
Because when we fall asleep on the phone, it's not a pretty sound.
That gives us an hour and a half almost. I think that's plenty of time for a committee meeting.
Yeah.
The B calls sometimes go until after midnight Eastern time.
Yeah.
That's a pretty hard grind. Okay,
okay, Michael, this is Nancy.
Yes.
Can I?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, ask something. The question is, we all stay on this committee and we meet the next time. In the case that our black LSBs do not elect replacements, right?
Yeah, the director members of the committee would be replaced by the PNB, and the LSB members of the committee would be replaced by their respective LSBs, and you continue to serve until you're replaced in either category.
Yeah, even if you're off the board, like Ron's off the board, off the board, and Michael, you're off the board. But Michael.
Oh, that's what he's talking about. Okay.
Yeah. That's correct. So even if you're off either the local or the national board or both, as in my case, you continue to serve until replaced. Okay, hearing no further objections, why don't we say the agenda is accepted as amended. The next item then would be moved approval. Yeah, it was already moved and no objection. So...
I
was saying Nancy had sent some minutes, but I don't think they were complete. Is that right, Nancy?
Yeah, I sent November 17th. They're complete, the draft. And then but I don't know if y'all got it because my computer is spinning in sending sent, and like it doesn't finish sending. Like I don't know. Did y'all get it, November 17th? Okay, I will try to send it again. I hope I don't have to click it on my iPhone. Okay, maybe I'll go to the library. And then the last one, the last meeting, I did not finish, but it was like we decided on youth programming, at least 5 hours under 25 and 1 hour under 15 and under. We finally got to that. But I didn't listen to the whole second part, and I sent it unfinished, you know, but I don't know if y'all got it. Did y'all get it?
This is Serene.
That was the one that I saw. Serene, go ahead.
I saw the November 17th, which you have about half an hour or more to go on that.
No,
I don't think we can approve it.
No, that's finished.
I'm sorry.
I finished it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying what I received at 7:30 my time.
Oh.
It was the November 17th, 37 minutes ago, and I think we also met in early December, which is the one with the youth programming. Was that when that was?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
December 8th or something. And I don't remember seeing the minutes for that.
Oh, that's why it's spinning. And let me see if it's still spinning. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll have to resend later to everybody and get your approval. And then whoever is on in this group that's on the next committee, I mean, if we don't, I mean, if it changes, then they'll be able to vote on it.
Yeah, so the one I received also said it had 37 minutes to go before completion.
Oh,
so
I'm wrong. Oh, that's the
I'm
old one.
Whatever meeting that was, there's no point to voting on it until it's really completed, I would say.
Yeah, I sent the completed one, but I guess you'll do it. Yeah, it's still, my computer's still outgoing message, and it's not, I don't know what to do. It's just spinning.
All right, well, why don't we set that matter aside then, I would say, if people haven't received
it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I have to.
Okay. All right. So
I
the next thing was...
Table.
Motion to table, you said? Okay. Is there any objection to tabling the minutes approval? Okay, so hearing no objection, we say that that's tabled and...
But thank you for your work.
Yes.
Unfinished.
Okay. Sabrina, did you have some question you were trying to ask about when you came on?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get some clarity as far as what's supposed to happen next now that you're not on the board anymore. I think I just got that cleared up. You're supposed to...
Yeah.
Go ahead and serve until a replacement is found for you. And I guess that goes for everybody else. Let's see here. I missed the last couple meetings. I still want to go ahead and be on the programming committee. And I'm looking through this last email here, which has a lot of information in it that was on November 19th sent by Serene. Well, the string was started by Serene. There's another comment on December 8th by Serene again. I've only heard from Michael on this. And then, Michael, you replied on the 8th as well, and that was in regards to the two youth shows.
Right, that was trying to do a survey of what kind of youth programming was on the...
Did we get that amendment passed? Did that amendment go through? That's my question.
So that was the next item, the state of the motions. I think that nothing we have passed has yet actually been dealt with by the PNB. Is that right? We almost got to it, I think, at the last meeting, and then also did not quite get there. There was a bunch of motions that we passed that are independent moot.
Okay, so we got, let's see here. Okay, so Serene, you followed up with a third reply on the same date of the 8th. PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that by May 1st, 2017, all stations are to provide a minimum of 1 hour weekly between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Programming by persons under the age of 16 and 5 hours weekly by persons under the age of 25 between the hours of 8 a.m. and midnight. And then, Michael, you follow up, substitute motion, PNB Programming Committee recommends that the PNB encourage all stations to carry programming by and for teenagers and young adults. And then, Serene, you follow up with PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that by May 1st, repeat. Okay, second motion, May 1st, 17th. Okay, so minimum of 5 hours weekly between the hours of 8 a.m. and midnight of programming by persons under the age of 25. Amending to show bottom range PNB programming recommends to the PNB. Okay. Between ages of 16 and 25. So that's the last entry. Is that where we're at now? Would you folks concur?
My recollection of the minutes, obviously, is that we did pass the motion through committee.
For the very last part, including the very last part, amending to show bottom range between the ages of 16 and 25, correct? 5 hours minimum. Is that correct?
Maybe Nancy.
I'm sorry.
Was Nancy answering? Okay.
No, not me. It was Serene. That's Serene's voice.
Yeah, no, I'm asking Nancy as the secretary. Can you do you have on your own computer or something the final version of the motion that was adopted? Did somebody just get off the call?
No, I don't. I only have what Serene sent us by email.
Okay, but do you have any record, Nancy, of the actual amendment showing that that there is a 5-hour minimum of youth programming or programming for youth between the ages of 16 and 25? Is that on your record?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, great. That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's somewhere in the queue. Whatever was the exact impact. I'm sorry. Are people trying to speak to the screen and to the meeting? Can people mute who are not talking?
No.
I'm sorry. So what I was trying to say is that there were several motions passed by this committee that have not yet gotten to the floor for consideration by the TMB. The earliest one that I recall is the one about programming during the election period. That's completely moot at this point. We passed one asking for a reminder about the proper programming evaluation process being consultative. I don't think that has come up yet for action by the PNB. We passed one about having a special national programming during the first 100 days. I think the most it still hasn't come to the floor of the PNB. I did forward it to the management leadership team, the ED and the general managers, and I think there was some discussion of it, although I wasn't privy to it. We had asked to have a discussion between members of this committee and that group at that hasn't happened, so it would be, I guess, have to come from the PND, which hasn't discussed it yet. Mitch Jesrich was sent to D.C. for a period of time to do some special programming. I don't know if there's anything else. I haven't seen or heard major promotion around the idea of Pacifica covering the first 100 days with, incorporating efforts from different affiliates and the different stations, which was what was in the proposal, and that hasn't been taken up by the TNB yet. And then the most recent one was the one about youth program that we were just talking about, and that also hasn't gotten to the floor of the PNB yet for consideration. So basically none of the motions that we've been working on over the course of this year have gotten through the PNB yet. I don't know if anybody else wants to comment on that. Anybody else still on the call?
Oh, yes. Nancy at KPFT. I recommend that any of these that we have the passion to promote at our local stations to our program director and our general manager, we should do that even in public comment if you're no longer on the board or you're just coming to public comment at the programming committees, the stations that do have it. Because encourage our PMBs to please get after what's on there. I'm finished.
Okay, thank you. Okay, if you could, Nancy, a second thing, maybe compile, before the end of your service, or I can try to go back through either the minutes or the report, the recordings. And remind the, we should, I don't know exactly what happens to unfinished business from 1 year once the PNB rolls over. Are all those things considered moot or do they come back in the queue? But in some way or other, I think we should remind governance about them as well as local management. I guess I can try to do that, maybe a report from the chair or something like that. Plus, there's other comments, we'll move on the agenda. The next thing was the idea of a discussion about programming improvement with an eye towards increasing listenership, how to evaluate programming in terms of efficacy of attracting new listeners. I didn't have the specific motion, but it seems to me that the evidence of this past weekend is that there are millions of people out there that, would be a potential audience for our programming, and I don't think very many of them are even aware of the existence of our offerings. I know I was in D.C. and staying with a couple of friends, and they, were interested in going to the protest, but they were practically unaware of WPFW. Nothing against WPFW, but I think that is the same case in Houston, L.A., the Bay Area, and New York, that a lot of potential listeners don't even know that we're broadcasting. So I'm wondering if there's something we can do with our programming that will, attract them enough to, hopefully convert them to listen to speakers. Anybody care to comment on that, or?
This is Nancy.
Go ahead.
Well, maybe we need a national outreach committee, but then there's too many committees already. But I really would like to know what the other stations are doing with outreach, and maybe we should go to big events and not just have a poster with our own station, but maybe all five stations, because maybe people are coming to be, we're having Super Bowl very soon in Houston. And I was thinking to make a big banner with all five stations and where they're located. People don't know. And on our local websites, we should also have, information about the other stations in the country and Pacifica affiliates. I don't think we ever tell people about Pacifica affiliates. We need to do some marketing on the air as well as, on our website and maybe in the fields when we do events. But I wanted to put one item on this category is encourage our stations to do a show. Oh, Mother, don't eat too much lunch. Called an open journal show. Is this the proper place to talk about this, or Michael?
Sure.
Okay. That would would attract other people, because this is the one thing that turns people's heads when I'm out in the field and talking about the radio station, is a chance to go on the air and have their own show. And we just give the production person, and it's been a very popular show at KPFT, and a lot of our programmers started out doing it's called an open journal, and they can do it with having phone call-ins. And most of these people that come, they're doing something like a nonprofit group or it's an individual that's, trying to make a difference in society. And so it's every day a different group or a different person, and they apply online to the station. And usually the general manager will decide who gets to come on. But this is, it used to be at lunchtime for a whole hour, and then it changed quite a bit. It's now in the early morning, right after Democracy Now. But it's a way that people will be interested and come in to the station. That's all.
Okay.
I was thinking about something along the lines of I don't know what the program evaluation process looks like at stations, but I think that part of the aspect of the evaluation of a program should be its both its outreach efforts and its capacity to encourage interactivity with the listeners. I was on a interim program council at KPFK a number of years ago before I was on the local station board. We came up with a long list of criteria for evaluation, and some of them did include those ideas of responsiveness to listener input and sharing that input. So I think that we have to find ways to make our programs
in addition to improving the quality of the sound and all those things and the content, but there has to be ways that people can engage with them more and that the shows reflect that. You know, if you listen to some NPR shows or some of our own programming at KPFK are now, they're like simulcasting in a sense on as by live streaming on Facebook while they do the show, which gives the people the opportunity to comment on Facebook, and then, you know, they'll respond to the comments, or they'll, you know, a couple of our programs allow you to tweet into them or send, you know, messages to their Facebook page and so on. And I think if we were more consistent with that, and if that was one of the criteria by which programmers knew they were being evaluated, we would encourage that sort of modality of listener engagement and responsiveness to listeners. You know, there are other ways to do it. You can have, audio letters to the editor where people who have comments can record them, and then you edit them so they are more listenable and play them, as well as having call-in shows and other methods. But I think that some combination of those things is an important criterion for evaluation of our programming. And people who aren't doing it, who are programming, should be encouraged to do it. If they won't, that could be a factor in deciding that maybe somebody else should be on the air instead. I don't have the capacity to put that down into the motion, but I'd be interested in if somebody else can. Adding that to the criteria of programming evaluation as a recommendation from this committee to the PMB, or I don't know how that procedure goes, but.
This is Eric. I have a request for
you. Can you guys hear me? Can anyone hear me?
Yeah, I heard you now, Serene.
Okay. I'll go after Eric. That's fine.
Okay.
In response to, I'm assuming that was Mike that was just speaking just now.
Yeah.
In your view, say during the fund drive, if programmers who are not, say, reflecting the concept you just described, if they're exceeding their goals, the targeted goals during the fund drive, would you think that would automatically trump any need for them to be evaluated? I didn't mean to use the word trump. Let me withdraw trump. But that preempt or preclude. Should that be a determining factor into whether or not they got a low evaluation?
I'm not sure to say. I mean, I think that the ability to have, you know, successful listener sponsorships during your show is an important one. At KPFK, unfortunately, many, many of the shows get preempted during the fund drive.
Not preempted. I mean, kicked off.
No, I understand what you meant. I'm saying.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
The shows are not on the air because they're replaced by fund drive specials.
Yeah, I understand.
So they don't have the opportunity even to, you know, tap their own for their particular show. But all I'm saying is this would not be, instead of any other not the only criterion. I just think it should be included in the criteria for evaluation. And, you know, every local management is going to decide, you know, finally what shows they want and why. But I think if there were some criteria that everybody agreed to as being important ones, I think this is one. Certainly the capacity to raise money for the station is another. Some, again, at KPFK, a lot of the Spanish language programming do their fundraising off the air through community-based programs that raise money for the station. And, you know, it's a different audience, different demographic, and they have success with that. So anyway, that's the response I would have. Serene, you were next.
Okay, so I'm interested in learning what passes for evaluation at the various stations. I'm hoping people will write and let us know what they know of the evaluation process. In New York, we have not had anything resembling systematic evaluations of the programming. And as you will recall, program changes have been happening since September without any genuine, without any real evaluation, certainly not an organized evaluation. I mean, somebody's making a decision that this moves and that moves and this doesn't make enough money and that doesn't make enough money. But, you know, just because someone makes a judgment doesn't mean that you've had a fair evaluation. And the bylaws call for an established process, a transparent process for how program changes are made. And this committee passed a motion previously asking that, you know, a process be put in place that is collaborative and respectful as the bylaws require. Well, that has still not happened. We're still waiting for a report of what, in fact, was the process behind the changes that are still continuing to be made, by the way. So, yes, we absolutely need to fortify and strengthen our offerings to our current audience and to build new audience and to fill the vacuum of useful information and mobilization that, you know, the population of the U.S. Clearly needs. So we do need to have lots of things, like how do you reach new listeners if you have a plan? How do you stay in touch with the old listeners? How do you process feedback, et cetera? So I think all of those are important, but so I'd like to know, you know, from you guys, if you can tell me just generally what you're using and then send whatever documentation exists. But so while new audiences are a vital part of this because we simply must grow our listener base, it's the only way to grow our membership base, which is how we survive, you know, I don't know that just adding more criteria will necessarily get us where we want to go. But it is a discussion that needs to happen in context.
Yeah, I think one of the motions that never got acted on that was a request from the, I think we have the general managers forward to us what mechanisms they were using for evaluation. So among the things that might be mooted by the committee turnover, that's probably something else to look for.
Well, I don't, Michael, I'm not sure that committee motions do not, I believe, fall to the floor because the population of the national board changes. I think maybe individual motions might fall to the floor, but committee motions, since these are standing committees, I believe they remain on the agenda. But at any rate, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, either way, should try to get some response from the management. So in any case, I don't have the capacity to write this up as a motion and send it in. I'm just on my phone. Unless somebody else wants to try to take a crack at a motion. Nancy, were you saying the thing about the... it seems to me that I'm not sure if we have the mandate for that kind of specific, you're suggesting an open journal program at each of the stations, specific to that station, like not a national open journal program, but one that each station would carry with local groups. I'm not sure if that's within the purview of this committee, except insofar as we can, you know, pass along good ideas or something.
Yeah, I was thinking of the wording to just put recommend that Pacific stations consider to start a show that just brings in new people, new groups, and the more the better.
Oh, boy.
It's a weekday show every morning at KPFT, Monday through Friday. We have five different groups coming in.
So this is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
So Nancy, I know that's how it plays out at T, but it, you know, I mean, it doesn't have to be the same at every station, and it, so it doesn't necessarily have to be in the morning. It doesn't necessarily have to be a daily thing. For another station, it could be a weekly hour where four groups or four individuals are given, you know, 12 minutes apiece, or 13, to come in and you know, present their issue, their work, their project, you know, their initiative, whatever it is they're doing. It's a great way to integrate. I mean, hopefully all of our producers are listening as they walk through their communities, as they go to meetings and so on and so forth, or ways to what people are saying, what they're doing, paying attention to what they're doing, and finding ways to integrate that into their programming, right? So there are many ways to bring new groups, new ideas, new presentations to the listening audience without... It's a lot of time to curate those shows, you know? So I don't necessarily know that it needs to be carve out, you know, a time specifically for this. Maybe a good way to do it is for feedies to say, hey, you know, you have a one-hour show. Please, from here on, take 10 minutes to bring in a community group or, you know, a neighborhood group or whatever the case is that's doing something that's slightly different that forms part of the resistance.
This is Michael. I am going to make a motion. If somebody could write it down, because I don't have the capacity to do so. I'm going to say that the National Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that it direct the interim executive director to have the general managers of the five stations produce a report on what programming content and programming format and what outreach and promotional methods have proven most effective at attracting and retaining listeners.
You're going a little faster, young man.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, I was typing, but yeah. I'm pretty slow. Who else is somebody else doing it? Okay.
I'm doing it by hand.
Okay,
I'll try it again. So the National Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that it direct the interim executive director to have the general managers of all five stations produce a report on the programming content and formats and the, when I say outreach and promotion methods, that have proven most effective at attracting and retaining listeners. So that if it's the Open Journal or whatever it is in any given station, you know, that sort of best practice, in a sense, can be shared. That's the rationale for it, or the motivation.
I have a request for information, if I might.
Yeah, go ahead.
I guess I need to wait until your motion is seconded. Is that correct?
You don't need a
second. I need to second in committees.
I just need a confirmation that the ED or IED is bound or required to accept a directive from the PNB.
I'm getting tired.
Well, I mean, that is the theory of the governance, is that you know the PMB can direct the executive director to do something, and it's supposed to get done.
Okay.
The director can direct the general manager to do something that's supposed to get done.
That's what I was getting at, actually, if the PNB would deal directly with the general managers as opposed to going...
No.
Would not. Okay.
Would not. No.
Okay.
Chain of command or whatever you want to say, but the general manager is the answer to the executive director.
Okay.
Then report to their OSPs. The OSPs can urge them to do something, but can't really direct them to do it.
Okay.
So further discussion on that idea, that motion? It strayed a little from the question of evaluation and criteria, but I think that's the main point, is trying to identify. And then if they do identify, they have to have some, you know, some proof, I guess you would say, whether it's, you know, proceeds in the fund drive or, you know.
This is so wide open, you know. I just think, I mean, I understand the intent. I think the intent is fine, but I just don't see how it's going to be implemented. I also don't know that they will consider implementing it, which is the source of my frustration, you know.
Yeah. Aren't we all? Yeah. What can I say? I don't think we take advantage of the potential synergies that exist and I realize that each station has its unique characteristics and its particular audience and its own history and demographics and so on, but I do think that there are things we can learn from each other and apply. And you know, if there's some couple of shows at each station, I'm not saying to carry those shows. I'm saying to learn the lessons from those shows. I think there's a tendency to say, "Oh, we have this show; it's a great show, and let's syndicate all five stations." And I think that doesn't work necessarily. But if there's a show that, you know, has something that could be taken up effectively by other stations with their own talent and their own, you know, community, then some of that might transfer. I mean, I've tried the other route. I've repeated motions to, like, try to generate national programming that's not just syndication of one show to all five stations, but actually, you know, tapping the energies and the resources. And they haven't even gotten to the floor of the...
I heard the stack.
I sent the question, but I forgot the piece about... It's actually a recommendation to the PNB. And I omitted that. So add that in your thinking when you speak.
I can't do that. But so it's a recommendation from the committee to the PNB to do that, as opposed to
right. So I'm just asking people to figure that in when they speak, and I'll send a correction.
Thank you, Eric. Go ahead.
No, my recollection along the lines of what you just said. I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm not, that we had something along those lines set up previously that it wasn't so much syndication. It was a program that would deal with each one of the stations and what was happening in their communities. And like I said, this is the case. Each of the five stations would carry it. We had toyed with that about a year ago, I believe, maybe a little more than a year ago. Does that sound familiar? I don't know if the word newscast was applied, but it seems like we had this discussion before, and it just slipped through the cracks somehow. Was that discussed on this committee?
I think there was previous, you know, there was a long-standing proposal for a national Spanish language newscast, for example, that all the state, you know, would be have contributions.
Oh, that's what that was. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what that was.
The cabaret stations, that has never been implemented, and that's different from the
But in
general, I think there's resistance, in my experience, to anything that sounds like must carry. All the stations seem to object to that strangely, so I think we've stayed away from that as much as possible.
Very good.
This wouldn't be that at all. This would just be, you know, share your best practices and lessons and see what can be emulated, maybe. The earlier proposals around, you know, as I said, the ones that kind of got mooted by the passage of time were the idea of having national programming around the election that tapped into, you know, what the different stations were doing, what the affiliates were, you know, covering, and tried to broaden the scope of the political dialogue during the electoral campaign away from the horse race and more on the issues. And then the follow-up to that was the one of, like, looking at the first 100 days and, you know, using that as a hook to do the same kind of thing of getting contributions from the different stations and from the affiliates about, you know, the issues that needed to be dealt with that weren't, the things that Bush was promoting that people were against, and how people were dealing with that and so on. Which I still think, you know, would be valuable programming and reflect, you know, the national capacity of Pacifica to, you know, shape the dialogue, but doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. Anybody else who hasn't spoken much lately? Sabrina, you still on the call?
Yes, I'm here, but I'm on a train, so it's a rush hour right now, or just the end of rush hour, so it's going to cut down on the background noise. Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, I would like to know what the, while we got a kind of a quiet moment here, I'd like to know what we can do, or how can we present ourselves to the ED, IED, whoever, management at the various LSDs, to ensure that these motions that we're putting forth, I mean, we're doing this work, you know, but nothing's happening. It seems like everything is very stagnant. So is there any way that we can ensure that the work that we're doing is brought to fruition, or at least discussed with someone other than ourselves?
Talk on your local station, but with your directors. KPFK, the directors, you know, do a report each month to the local station board at the meetings, and they're supposed to take questions and respond to questions from board members and from the public. So you could ask.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean,
kind of fading in and out there. I'm sorry.
Like you said, Derek, could I just respond to what she just said?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think she's only said 100% of what I'm going to say, 110. We make these motions, and it's like they sit on the shelf. I mean, it's almost like, what's the point? I mean,
yeah. Well, as I say, I communicated the other one about the 100 days. I think I might have had some impact on getting Mitch sent to D.C., but, you know, yeah, I don't know what to say. It's often frustrating.
I mean, isn't the board required to respond in some form or fashion?
The national board?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the problem is that, you know, the board spends the first half hour or more of every meeting debating the agenda, and, you know, people jockey around for what's going to get on the agenda.
All right, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Committee reports.
So who's on? I'm sorry, hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Ed was asking about how to get the national board to respond to some of our motions. So he's saying that, unfortunately, they're not very high on the agenda, and then a lot of other things happen, including infighting, staffing.
Very true. Well, I think if we... Now, everybody that's on the call right now, are they going to be on the programming committee this year? Were you able to figure out who's going to be on the committee this year?
I'm
sorry, who's off the committee as well?
This is Michael. As soon as I'm replaced, I'm no longer on the KPFK local station where I turned that in December. My term is on the national board.
Okay.
The board is being elected. So as soon as I'm replaced, I'm off this committee and I need something else to do with my time.
Okay. I'm sure you'll be able to fill your time, that's for sure. So, Eric, are you on the board still? Or are you going to be on this committee?
There's a strong possibility this is my last meeting.
Okay, and Nancy?
I mean, I may be voted off is what I'm getting at.
Okay. Doreen? Are you going to stay? Because I know that you're back on the PND, right?
I'm going to run.
Okay, you're running for the PND? I thought you were on the PND.
No, I'm going to run for the committee. But I mean,
you're going to run for the committee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you hope to be back on the committee. Okay, great. Okay. And then Nancy?
Oh, I'm off the board, so I'll just be until I'm replaced. So I'll just yap in the programming council that we're going to start and in the board meetings and the public comment.
Okay.
I will write up a chair's report. It was previous practice of each of the committee chairs send the report to the BMB. I'm saying I think it was previous practice. This is my first year as chair of any committee. I'm chair of this and actually also the national panel. And the speaker who was the chair left. So I think the chair of this committee is supposed to write up an annual report to the PMB, and I will do so based on, you know, reviewing our minutes and the motions and try to bring that to the attention of the national board.
Incoming
and ongoing, the things we came up with and that still need action.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. All right. So it looks like it's Serene. If everything goes right, then it'll be me and you. And for the next year here.
I think that the problem is twofold, right? One is the amount of time that's been wasted on PNB calls this year, litigating, if I could quote Kellyanne Conway, litigating issues that are really non-issues, but it still took a lot of time. And
so getting it before the PND is one thing, but even when something gets before the PND and the PND passes the motion, getting our already overworked management, I mean, I don't mm-hmm. mean to be disrespectful, I don't want to, you know,
mm-hmm.
speak out of turn, but as it is, to get something done, programming is, if we're not handling production, you know, we're setting ourselves up for failure. So it's
mm-hmm.
meant to do what they've been told they need to do.
That's right. Michael?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I sent a motion to everybody. Where is it? The National Programming Committee recommends to the PMB that they direct the ED to have the GMs of all five stations to report on what programming content, format, outreach, and contingency methods that have proven positive at attracting listeners. And then I sent the second one. What did the second one say?
Outreach and promotion.
And the second one is the PMB Programming Committee recommends to the PMB to direct the five stations to include or develop visual recording for broadcast online and for FunDrive premiums.
Okay, so I think you take that up under new business. The second one, the motion on the floor is the first one you read about the asking having the IED get that from the. So, is there any objection to that? Understanding that somewhat skeptical about whether it will be efficacious or not.
No objection.
Okay, so why don't we, it hasn't been passed by the committee, and it will probably be a time for this discussion, and then we'll move on to the new business, which is... Can you repeat that second motion, Nancy?
Okay, let's see, the second one about the visual?
Yeah.
Okay, the PMB Programming Committee recommends to the PMB to direct the GMs of the five stations to include or develop visual recording for broadcast online and for FunDrive premiums. Anybody want to add something or change something?
I'm sorry. If you don't mind, can you repeat the motion?
Okay. Okay. We are asking them, the PMB Programming Committee recommends to the PMB to direct the GMs, to direct the ED to direct the GMs. I forgot the ED part. I'll have to rewrite it. Of the five stations to include or develop visual recording for broadcast online and for FunDrive premiums. In other words, doing what Democracy Now does. They have like a television show as well as a radio. It's visual and audio. And then some of these recordings, it doesn't necessarily have to be all in the station. The recordings could be in the field as well, at a protest rally. I mean, I think we're going to be very busy this year, these next 4 years or 2 years or what, however long, what all the bad things are happening. And then for FunDrive premiums, these recordings. I think Amy is doing that too. Her shows, visual audio recording. And we've already, at KPFT, we've already started doing that. Otis has been doing that before he left Houston, started recording the Execution Watch shows in the station. And that will probably, or hopefully will be put on television at our public television station nearby. The shows when we do executions. I'm finished. Let me rewrite this to direct the ED to rewrite this.
Anybody want to get in the stack to discuss the idea, or waiting to? Did you say you sent it, Nancy? Because I just actually looked at my email and don't see it. But
Okay. Let me see. Yeah, I sent it at 9:54.
Okay.
Well, since this is not going to be the same committee, or sorry, point of information, this is not going to be the committee that's going to be moving forward. Do we have all of the motions read into the record since we are recording this?
Yeah, Nancy would produce minutes from this meeting with that motion.
Okay, great. But like, not necessarily. I mean, like a verbal read. She's read all of them, right? Because everything's been read into the record. So that's when the new committee convened. We'll have it all ready to go and attempt to push it through or amend it or whatever. All right, great. Sorry, I'm walking in the rain.
There's a song, but you're probably too young to know it.
I think it's singing. I'm definitely not singing. But it is.
I picked up on that as well. Yeah.
Right? Well, you guys are getting snow out there in Washington, D.C., right, Eric? In New York, right, Serene?
No, it's misting out here. It's light rain. Mr. Chair, I have a substitute motion, if I'm right.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
I'm going to make just in light of someone just said, I'm going to make a motion to postpone, in as much as this is possibly the final meeting for many of us. I think this should be taken up by, in this case, the incoming committee, or I don't think we should be unloading this on them. So getting back, based on that, I'm making a motion to postpone for 30 days or until the next meeting, whichever comes first.
Okay. There's some difference between the motion. I think a motion to postpone is not debatable, and a motion to table is that right? Or somebody remind me.
I think tabling is the one that's not debatable.
Well, the motion to table means it's going to that discussion will resume before this meeting terminates.
What?
Well, motion to the table means just to stop discussing it. Somebody could move to take it off the table at any point. Postpone, I think you have to set a specific date, so I guess that's what you did. So if that's debatable, I guess, is there any discussion about the motion to postpone?
Yes.
At least
this is
Serene.
Eric,
I don't think we would be unloading anything on the next programming committee. This would go directly to the PMB's list of things to do.
I see.
So, I mean, once we pass it, we're recommending only to the PMB. So they decide whether they don't want to do it or they want to do it. They consider it. So it's not like we're giving extra work to the next committee.
Okay, very good. In view of that, Mr. Chair, I withdraw the motion to postpone.
So okay.
Since I've gotten clarification there.
Sorry.
I'd like to speak to the motion.
I'm sorry. Was that Serene?
This is Serene.
Yeah, go ahead.
So in the PMB motion that was passed in 2015, directing GMs to produce certain reports, one of the things
that was mentioned is that we wanted to hear from the managers about the use of audio, video, live streaming on station websites. That's already in the motion. I don't know if that's what you had in mind. Let me read the full thing. The use of audio, video, live streaming on station websites for real-time coverage of actions and events that are news in the making. I think it's important as a component. I don't think it should be a requirement. I think we are radio. And I know there's a group that's called, what is it? Radio on TV, or is it TV on the radio? I don't know. It's the name of some rock group or something. Anyway.
Yes, yes, they're a very good group, yes.
Okay. So if we do want to paint a picture, but I do not think we should be mandating images. We are radio, and while we should diversify our audience, our approaches, and utilize as many platforms as are available, in addition to staff having to create what we hope will be dynamic and interesting programs for old and new listeners, I think mandating that they now move into the video world might be problematic. I think we should encourage partnerships with, you know, whether it's cable access or, you know, some stations have their own YouTube and they've been able to set up cameras in studio and so forth. But a lot of our stations are really stretched quite thin. So while it should be encouraged, I don't think it should be mandated. Maybe I misunderstood you. Maybe you didn't use it, didn't say mandate, but that's sort of what I thought, but I could be wrong. Did you say mandate?
Nancy, do you have anything to that?
Yeah, this is Nancy. I sent it again, and I did put the word recommends to the PNB to direct. Direct the ED. I think it said the word direct, so maybe I should change all the direct words to recommend. Or should,
let's see if anybody's received it.
Oh,
yes, okay. I got it. The last one came at 5 minutes ago, 10:03.
Oh, it says to direct
the PM. 10:03, people, and we thought we didn't need 10:30, huh?
I'm tired.
The only thing I see from Nancy in my email is the minutes.
It went to your other email address.
Okay. Let me see if I can find that one without losing the phone call.
I'll just forward it.
There it is. I have it.
You got it? Okay.
So, PNB, they directly need to use a lot of decisions.
Sorry, I accidentally cut myself off. I'm back. Sorry. Okay, shall I change that word instead of to direct the GMs that the ED recommends to the GMs? So that it's not considered violating radio as being the main goal.
Well, I think that Serene's objection to the idea of to include or develop visual recording for broadcast online
My objection is to mandating the visual aspect.
Okay. How about the word suggest?
Suggesting, recommending, encouraging, urging, but not mandating. Plus, frankly, some people have a face made for radio, so.
Okay, this Nancy, can I change the word to direct the GMs to suggest to the GMs? Is that better?
To direct the ED to suggest to the GMs, is that what you're saying?
No, we want to have the PNB direct the IED to direct the GMs to consider it.
To consider. Oh, good. Okay. What's that word, consider? Okay.
I see. Eric to the stack.
Go ahead, Eric.
I think once you start using, okay, direct is at the top of the chain, at the food chain, but once you get to suggest, recommend, and consider, it waters down the effect and it gives them an opportunity to opt out. And it has a net effect of nothing happening at all, you know, simply because it's been a suggestion. I'm going to suggest that simply goes into the out file, the out box. It waters it down and essentially has, I know what's being said. I know what you're, I totally share your concerns about the word, about the possibility of a mandate or sounding like it's a mandate or giving you that platform as it is a mandate. But if it's not mandated, it just has, it's watered down and it has literally no effect. You know, if it's mandated and they want to respond, that's something else. But just as a suggestion, it doesn't work.
Nancy?
I wanted to ask Serene a question. Could you repeat the language from the 2015 motion that you say?
Sure.
Is there any problem?
The ED shall be required to direct each station's general manager to provide by July 15, 2015, a written station programming report to the LSB and to the PNB that includes the following, and there's a whole list of things, the last of which is the use of audio, video live streaming on station websites for real-time coverage of actions and events that are news in the making. I mean, it's a great motion. It's just,
I was referring to earlier that it was honored in the breach. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. How about this? If I use the word instead of consider, how about try?
How about what?
Try, T-R-Y.
Try.
Program
no.
Committee recommends.
As the other thing, do or do not, there is no try.
yeah, really, this is, we were talking about watered down before, we're talking about no humidity at all now.
Uh-huh. To suggest DMs of the five stations to include, how about that, to direct the ED to suggest to the DMs to include or to include or develop visual recording for broadcast online or on other media, you know, with our name on it, and for fund fight premiums.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound better?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a mandate. Get rid of the, direct the GMs, ED, to, you know, suggest to the GMs.
Michael, to the stack. I the thing about to include a developed visual recording for broadcast online and for fund drive premiums, it's pretty general. It doesn't say every program has to be that.
Uh-huh.
So I understand Serene's objection, but I do think that it is the way of the future that, you know, particularly as more and more people, although I hear Serene saying it's radio and, you know, but more and more people, in fact, are listening on devices and the devices are audiovisual capable. And I think as we're pursuing listeners and listener sponsors, some of that's going to have to be not just listeners, but, you know, viewers.
Okay, Nancy has another word. How about to direct, for the PNB to direct the ED to encourage the GMs of the five stations to include or develop visual recording for broadcast online or on other media and for fund drive premiums. How about that?
Excellent.
how do you think, Michael? How do you think, Serene, Wesley, V? Okay, I'll send it to you. You can look at it in print, and might be better.
Okay. I have a question. This is Patata.
Yeah, go ahead, Venetia.
So, was there an objection to just saying to direct the GMs to do that? Is that what the issue is here?
I think so. Nancy was suggesting she would change direct to encourage.
The thing is, you know, there's a... This is saying...
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, there's a cost associated with... at least, you know, I mean, everyone doesn't necessarily have an iPhone or someone to hold it to video them. So we're talking about maybe having cameras in studio. And there are costs associated with that. We can't mandate something unless we can tell them where to get their money. Many stations are so far behind, including mine, in central service payments, that the idea of mandating, again, one, people came in to do radio, and now they're being told they have to do TV. Some people like the anonymity of it, right? Because we live in strange times. But, you know, aside from that, there's a possible cost associated, and we need to be able to explain where that money's coming from if we're going to tell them they have to do it.
This is Michael. So what I was trying to point out is the language doesn't mandate that every show has to do that. It just has to include or develop visual recording for broadcast online and for Fundrack premiums. So it's pretty porous. It doesn't, even if they directed the GM to do that, it doesn't say that every single show has to do that. I think it's just, you know, a little... crowd to you know, think about how to get that capacity going where appropriate or where people are willing or capable.
Oh, Nancy has another word. How about instead of encourage, keep the encourage part, encourage the GMs to begin to include and develop visual. Begin. How about that? So that's not like every show. It doesn't. That clearly means it's not every show. It's just to begin, to start, or to consider to start, to consider
yeah,
to begin.
I think
okay,
that's good.
Okay, I'll write again. I'll write again.
Okay. Is that we're at practically 20 after 10 by my phone. is that a kind of a consensus?
Sounds good.
Okay.
I agree.
All right, so we'll say hearing no objection, that Nancy is going to incorporate all that and put it into the minutes as approved by the committee. I did put next meeting on the agenda, but I think maybe we should leave it to the incoming members to decide what works for them.
No, I think...
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh. Sorry, someone else started before me.
Nancy?
No. I didn't speak.
One me.
Okay. Yeah, it's Serena.
I think it's a good idea to set a meeting, even if they decide they... I think it's a good idea to set a meeting. You know, once you
All right.
And then, like, take weeks for people to agree.
Yeah, so we can put it on the calendar and they can always cancel it if they want to. Or,
right, but that's not...
This date is what, the third Monday or something?
Yeah, 23rd, the third Monday.
Does somebody have access to the KPFDX calendar?
Yes, the 13th is the second Monday. It's open. Serene and Sabrina, y'all like Mondays?
I prefer Wednesdays. I prefer Wednesdays, actually, yeah.
Well,
Well, the third Wednesday, 15th is open.
A lot of background noise.
Yeah.
The third Wednesday in February at this point?
The third Wednesday of February is open, but do you have a KPFK programming oversight committee on third Wednesdays? Is that what y'all have? Michael?
We might. I'm no longer on the LSB either at this point, so,
uh-huh.
You know.
Okay. Okay. Shereen, how about you?
I say we go for it.
Okay. It's third Wednesday, February 15th.
Okay.
Why don't we select that day?
The third Wednesday is the 15th?
Yeah, third Wednesday, 15th.
And that doesn't conflict with any of the LSBs?
It's open. The three LSBs are second Wednesday.
Second Wednesday, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Sounds good.
So wait a minute. I want to clarify. We passed that last motion, and did we pass the first one about the, what was it about? Oh. I can't remember now.
About the best practices, so to speak, of listener attraction and retention.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes. We passed that. Okay. Those two things. Uh-huh. Well, we didn't get to the open journal, but I think that needs to be meddled out more with the other stations.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I think the idea is that that's one of the programs that's very effective at KPFT in attracting listeners, and that would go into that report from the GM at KPFT that, oh, hey, we do this show, it's an open journal, and it's attracted a lot of new people because it's, you know, open. So, make it in that way.
Are we out of time?
Yeah, hearing no objection to the third Wednesday in February. We'll say that that's the next meeting is February 15th. And we're adjourned, right?
All right. We're early. I'm okay.
And,
all right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you, Nancy. You did a lot of hard work. Thank you.